Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an offset jungle ragga cut using groove pull tricks. Today we're making that classic ragga vocal energy feel like it's dancing just behind, or just ahead of, the beat. Not random, not messy, but deliberately loose in a way that makes the groove hit harder. Think jungle rave attitude, call and response phrasing, and a vocal that leans against the drums instead of sitting on top of them like a dead straight loop. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and rolling DNB. Now build your drum foundation. You want a solid snare on 2 and 4, a kick pattern that supports the pulse, hats that keep things moving, and if possible, a chopped break layer for extra grit and motion. The important part here is that your drums already have personality. Groove pull works best when there's a groove worth borrowing. Now bring in a ragga-style vocal phrase. This can be a shout, a short a cappella line, a sample pack phrase, or even a recorded line from yourself. You're looking for attitude, short syllables, and strong consonants. Words like selecta, pull up, wicked, move, or bass work really well because they cut through fast drums and leave room to be rhythmically twisted. Drag the vocal into an audio track and turn warp on. For chopped ragga cuts, beats mode is usually the best starting point because it keeps the transient punchy and tight. If the sample is more sustained or melodic, you can try Complex Pro later, but for now keep it sharp. Trim the clip so the first important transient starts cleanly. Next, chop the vocal into rhythmic pieces. You can do this directly in arrangement view by duplicating the clip and cutting it into smaller chunks, or you can load it into simpler and slice it into playable hits. Either way, the goal is the same. Turn the phrase into a set of little rhythmic punches, not one long vocal line. A ragga cut works best when it behaves almost like percussion. Think in accents, not full sentences. Now for the groove pull trick. Find a drum loop or break with feel, maybe an amen-style chop, a swingy percussion loop, or a ghost note break that has that slightly drunk, but still tight jungle movement. Right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. Ableton will pull the timing feel from that loop and place it in the groove pool. This is where the vocal starts to breathe. Drag that groove onto your vocal clip and open up the groove settings. A good starting point is timing around 60%, random around 2%, and velocity around 10%. That gives you movement without turning the vocal into chaos. The idea is to borrow the feel of the break, not copy its exact messiness. Always test it in context with the drums and bass. A groove that sounds amazing solo can fall apart once the full rhythm section comes in. Now we add the offset part. This is the key move. Don't just let the groove decide everything. Manually shift a few vocal hits early or late to create tension. Put one hit just before the snare. Push another hit a little behind it. Let one word spill over the bar line. Even a tiny delay of 10 to 30 milliseconds can make the phrase feel like it's leaning into the beat. That's the ragga jungle magic right there. The vocal is not locked rigidly to the grid. It's reacting to the groove. If one syllable still feels too stiff, go into clip view and use warp markers for micro timing. Keep the main transient anchored, but nudge the tail or the next syllable slightly late. That little chase effect gives the vocal a human pull, especially on words with sharp consonants. The goal is to make the phrase feel alive, like it's being performed inside the beat rather than pasted on top. Now let's process the vocal so it sits properly in a fast DNB mix. Start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so the low end stays clean for the kick and bass. If the vocal is muddy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs more bite, add a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep it focused. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Turn on soft clip. Give it maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, and match the output so you're hearing attitude, not just louder audio. This adds weight and helps the vocal cut through the breaks. Then use compressor to tighten the chopped phrase. A moderate ratio, a slightly slower attack, and a medium release usually work well. If the vocal is too jumpy, you can sidechain it lightly from the kick or snare so it ducks into the groove instead of fighting it. In some jungle patterns, sidechaining to the snare can make the vocal pump in a really musical way. Now add some space. Use echo or delay with a short rhythmic setting like an eighth note or dotted eighth. Keep the feedback controlled, and filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the low mids. In jungle and ragga, a filtered delay throw can make a single word feel massive without washing out the whole drop. Reverb should be used carefully. Keep it short or medium, with a decay under 2 seconds if possible, and avoid drowning the vocal in space. Fast DNB needs clarity. If you want extra grime, you can use redux or erosion, but only lightly. just enough to rough up the top end and give the cut some attitude. A great move here is to put your delay and reverb on return tracks. That gives you much more control. You can automate scent level so only the last word of a phrase gets a big echo or a wash of reverb. That's a classic dub style trick and it works beautifully in jungle. One last vocal hit can disappear into space while the drums slam back in on the next bar. Huge energy. Now think about arrangement. Don't treat the vocal like a constant layer. In a good DnB track, the vocal often works best as punctuation. Use it in the intro as a teasing phrase every 4 or 8 bars. In the build-up, increase the density a bit and throw more delay on the last syllable. In the drop, use the vocal as an accent, not as a non-stop chant. Let it answer the drums rather than covering them. That call and response relationship is everything. If the drums hit, let the vocal reply. If the vocal speaks, give the drums a moment to breathe. The space between hits is part of the rhythm. If you're triggering clips live in session view, clip launch quantization can help you perform the raga cut more intentionally. Try one bar for solid structure, or something tighter like 1/16 if you want more chaotic stabs. You can even launch a vocal a little ahead of the drop for a hype effect that feels like the tune is jumping the gun on purpose. For glue, route your drums and vocals into a bus and add a glue compressor with a slow attack and medium release. You only need a little gain reduction, maybe 1 or 2 dB. This helps the vocal feel embedded in the track instead of floating awkwardly above it. A few quick pro tips before we wrap up. If the vocal feels too bright, darken it a bit with EQ so it sits better over heavy bass. If you want more depth, duplicate the vocal, lower the copy by an octave, distort it lightly, and tuck it underneath the main phrase. If you want extra movement, swap groove sources between sections so the intro feels looser and the drop feels tighter. And if you find a magical phrase that locks perfectly with the drums, resample it and use that audio as a new building block. Here's a simple practice exercise to really lock this in. Build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM. Add a drum groove, then choose a 1-bar vocal phrase with 3 to 5 syllables. Extract groove from your drum loop, apply it to the vocal, and then manually offset 1 syllable early, 1 syllable late, and 1 syllable across the bar line. Add EQ, saturator, and an echo send. Then repeat the phrase every 2 bars, but change it on the 4th bar so it feels like a proper response. The big takeaway is this. The vocal should feel like it's moving with attitude around the drums, not sitting rigidly on them. Groove pool helps with the feel, warp markers help with the detail, and manual offsets give it that human raga pressure. Keep it punchy. Keep it rude, and let the rhythm breathe. That's the offset jungle raga cut. Now go make it sound reckless in the best possible way.